and welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is Margaret Gray, and this is
the Phil Henry Show.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Kalen Shaw.
And I'm Phil Henry, and welcome to the program, folks. Now, Don Berman is on the line, and
Don, if I could just say, Phil's going to go right to Don Berman, but I wanted to say, he's not exactly sure why we've called.
He's not exactly sure why we've called. I don't understand that, Bud.
I told him that.
Hold on. Hey, Don, you don't know why we have called you?
But what is it about the, I don't know what it's about.
Did Bud say anything?
Yeah, he said it was about, you want to know about me working the peep show.
Yeah, Don, it's General Shaw. You had intimated on the program the other night that you had, when you first came to L.A., you were on a peep show.
That's right, yeah. But guys, I'm very, very busy.
Yep. Well, Don, I'm sorry, it's Margaret, Don. We thought that was unusual. We wanted to ask you about it.
All right, what do you want to ask?
All right, Don, here's what I want to know. First of all, I didn't know there were peep shows for that men performed in.
Well, now you know. Okay, hold on, just a minute. Yeah, that, I don't want any of that, okay? Yeah, it's the lousiest copy I've ever read. Rewrite it. I said to rewrite it. Okay?
I'm sorry, we cut you up.
I'm kind of busy, yeah, but now I'm just curious. What are you going to do with this? Are we on the air?
Yes, and you know that we put you right on the air.
Are you kidding? You know, guys, I'm going to have to go.
All right, Don, I'm sorry.
I mean, you put me on the air without... Wait just a minute, hold on.
Don, we didn't mean to... We thought you got your permission.
You thought you got your permission.
We thought that Bud...
Sorry, I did ask your permission, Mr. Mix, or Mr. What's your name?
You know, Phil,
His Don, just... I'm sorry that we bother you.
Wait a minute. I can't let you guys go now. Wait just a minute. I don't read that. I don't read any of that, okay? No, I don't do weather. Well, get one of these other chumps. All right, now what can I do for you? So you guys have taken my personal life now and spilled it out all over the dock like the Kinder Boy. And I went...
No, wait, you're the guy that brought it up the other night. Don, you brought up that you had worked at a peep show.
Yes, I worked at a peep show. Okay?
All right, is it the kind of peep show that we're thinking about?
Yes. I showed it. And I did everything. I was like, yeah. What do you want me to tell you, Phil? I was young. I had just gotten to Los Angeles. I didn't have a dime, and I was hungry. I was starving. I mean, I was ready to pass out because I hadn't had anything to eat. And I walked by a box office or something, and it said peep show, and I saw some really disgusting-looking guys going. I said, I don't know, I'll take a shot. And I went up to the box office. I said, what is this? They said, it's a peep show. I said, I need something to eat. I got to have something to eat. Out came a guy from the back. His name was Ben Whitson. That was the guy. I'll never forget Ben Whitson. He died like the next day. Got hit by a car. But he was the guy that hired me.
Now wait, you walked up to the bar. Did you know what the place was?
I had no idea. I saw a sign that said Peep Show. I didn't know what that meant. And it said there were some guys going in.
And all right, so then what?
Hold on for a minute. Huh? No. Keep him away from me. Keep him as far away from me as if he wants to live. What's your question?
Don, it sounds to me like you're into some heavy stuff here.
No, it's just L. Ron Martin. What do you want, L. Ron? I got some people got to be touring the state. They can tour later on. What happened to the social distancing around? Phil, I'm in a newsroom now. There's not a lot of people. There's about five people, but everybody's breathing on my neck, you know?
Hey, Don, that's very dangerous.
Tell me about it. Don't breathe on me, will you? Hold on for just a minute. What do you want?
I got a coffee and a donut.
So you got a donut. So what? You take the donut over there. Take the coffee. Yeah. Hey, hold on, Phil. Just a minute.
Don, we can go and do this another day.
Wait. Sit down there. Eat your donut. Did you get me one, too?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Just don't come over and breathe it on me, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right, so I was hungry. I was starving. This was in the late 70s. It was actually the early 80s, and I was, I remember it was, the Olympics were in town, that's all I remember, but I saw some guys, so this guy, Ben Whitson, hires me, and he said, all you gotta do is take your pants off and go into that room in there, and take off your shirt too, and kind of dance around, and I said, what is it? And he said, it's a place we're gonna film you to see if you're any good as a dancer, and I said, and I get paid? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, is this an audition?
So he lied to you.
Well, hold on. Yeah, it was. It was a lie. He said, yeah, we're auditioning, guys, so just dance and bend over and spread your, you know. And like that. And so I did. And for the first 2 weeks, I'm hopping around in this room going, yeah, you know, I don't know what I was doing. For 8 hours a day,
you think you're auditioning. 8 hours a day, you think you're auditioning for a show or something?
Yes. Or a movie. I don't know what I... You got to understand something. This is the first... I hadn't eaten anything for weeks. And I had to keep dancing because that paycheck, you know, it takes a week for them to actually... You got to work for them before they pay you.
Wait a minute, man. You were hungry and you had nothing to eat?
Yeah. What is it with you? You've never gotten a job before that way?
I've never gotten a job which way?
You understand when they hold your wages back.
Yeah, but I mean, they got to let you eat, man. Did you borrow any money?
Did I do what? No, I never borrowed any money.
So for a solid week, you didn't eat?
I ate what I could find in garbage cans, yeah. You don't understand. See, you guys, you think you know what's going on with Don Berman. And I know I'm on the air now, and I'm spilling this all out over the dock, like I said, like the Kinder boy. But I guess, you know, as long as we've got a president who reminds us of the guy who's the mayor of that town in Dawes, you know, and the beaches are open, I might as well...
Yeah, okay, Don, so anyway...
So anyway, So for a week, I'm dancing and spreading my rear end, and...
Well, this is getting a little graphic, Phil. Yeah, we don't need to know about this stuff, we're just,
Well, if you guys asked, so I'm telling you. So for a week, I'm dancing around, I'm doing leg kicks, whatever.
And you thought this was all an audition? You had no idea there were guys paying money to watch you?
Not till I got paid. Then they said, okay, we've got some good news and we got some bad news. And I said, what? They said, well, here's the good news, here's your paycheck. And I think I made, I don't know, it was pretty good for me at the time. I thought it was really good money. It was like $80 a week or something like that.
$80 a week working this peep show?
Yeah. Oh, well, oh, you're smarter than that? Oh, well, I'm sorry, Phil.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to figure out. What year was this?
Sometime in the early 80s. So, I think it was 81 when I first came to L.A. No. 80 when I first came to L.A., yeah. So, I got, and they said, and here's the bad news. There have been guys looking at you through that glass, and then he's made the jerk-off motion. And I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no. And
this wasn't this Whitsum guy, right? Yeah, this Ben Whitsum died, right?
Yes, Ben Whitsum had been hit by a... He got hit by a van or a pick... A milk truck or something, I forget. But he was inebriated, he got out of his car, and he'd been sleeping in his car. He got out of his car to go across the street to get a newspaper out of a newspaper rack, and here comes this dairy wagon, you know, one of these milk trucks, and it just, bang, that was into him. So...
Well, who's the guy you're talking to?
What guy am I talking... Hold on, what? No, news in 30 minutes. 30 minutes, okay? I want the tie pressed, the pants, slacks, shirt, everything, okay? All right, well, then give me some shorts. I don't know. I think it was Tony Epp, and Tony was the guy that...
Tony Epp?
Yeah, Tony Epp said, here's the bad news. There's guys that are looking at you. And I said, you got to be putting me on it. I said, well, you know, they said, are you quitting? I said, no, I'll go ahead and... So I did this for about 2 years, and...
2 years you worked in this peep show, huh?
Yeah, Phil, and before you start judging me, let me remind you, you brought this up on the air without my permission.
Not Mr. Mr. Berman, that...
Don't call me Don Mixa. I know who he is. I know he's got bad breath.
We're sorry about that, Don, but it's that kind of a week, it's that kind of a month, you know? It's that kind of 2 months.
I understand. Anyway, so where was I?
You're talking about how for 2 years you were working a peep show.
Yeah, 2 years working a peep show.
All right, now I want to ask you this, Don. I don't mean anything. You're not gay, correct?
No, I'm not gay. Why do you assume that?
Well, this was...
Because it was a peep show for other men.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you're decidedly open-minded about that.
Yeah, I would say you are.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It was degrading. It was the most degrading period of my life. And if it wasn't for the money, and I... Probably in tips. I was up to about $300 a week.
In tips? So you made a lot of money doing this.
I made a pretty good penny, yeah. But I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be an actor. And by day, when I wasn't working the peep show, I went around. The only jobs that I got offered were in dirty movies. I said, I got to tell you, you know, I want to move up from that. And everybody's laughing at me. And they go, what do you mean by that? I said, well, if that's all there is, I'm going to go into television news or something. Because I knew that I wanted to do something that was in the public eye, that I could get paid for, and that would make me famous.
And so, where did you get the idea of working in adult films?
Yeah, because you didn't know you were going to be in a peep show.
No, I didn't. I lucked into the peep show.
You lucked into it? What do you mean you lucked into it, man? You're standing there.
Well, What is with you guys? You think that's a bad job?
I don't know, man. It sounds rather degrading.
I can tell you right now. Well, all right. You couldn't see anything. You couldn't see who the guys were. So I'm dancing, doing leg kicks. I basically came in there every night and just did the can-can.
You did the can-can?
Oh, get a load of you. Yeah, I did the can-can. Hold on for a minute. Yeah? I don't give a shit.
Don, I'm sorry that we interrupted your workflow. I'm sorry that we've intruded on your evening. But please, watch your language.
I'm sorry. Somebody wanted me to move my car. You move it, Terry.
Okay.
Good boy. Hey, Terry, go get me another glazed donut. Get the Krispy Kreme. Is that it? Yeah. So that was my introduction to Hollywood. So I worked on the Peep Show for 2 years. And
you did that. When you say you basically did the can-can.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
That's what I'm saying. I did the can-can.
So you had your hands on your hips, and you're just kicking your legs in the air.
Yeah. Oh, is that kind of a weird thing, too? You know, you guys are really judgmental, and I think that's one of the reasons why, Phil, your show ultimately will fail. Because...
All right, Don, thank you very much for your concerted efforts at enlightening us as to what we're doing wrong around here on a world-famous Phil Andrews show. So this was what we wanted to ask you. You worked at a Peep Show.
I worked at a Peep Show for 2 years. I worked my way all the way up to about $400 with tips a week.
Now, let me ask you, did you have to go... I'm going to ask you this question. Please don't be offended. Did you have sex for money?
I mean, you got me telling you my life story here.
Well, look, I mean, I think this is rather compelling. I don't think the audience is going to blame you for it.
Yeah, I did. I had sex for money.
With men?
Again, are you a homophobe or...
Well, Don, I got to ask you, are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. How many... Hey, Elron, come here. They're asking me if I'm gay just because I had sex with guys. Hey, who's speaking, please?
Hey, Elron, it's Phil Hendry.
What do you want?
I'm talking to Don Berman about his life. We're interviewing him on the air.
He worked the Peep Show? I don't get it. Yeah, he worked the Peep Show. He told me about it.
Yeah, but he said he also sold himself, had sex with men.
Right? Yeah, he had sex with guys, so.
I just asked him if he was gay. We want to know if he's gay.
No, he's not gay. What's that got to do with it? See, when the guy... Give me the phone. Why don't you go ahead and make some more cappuccino with him, okay? Hey, don't talk to me like... So, what I'm gathering here, Phil, is for all of your open-mindedness and for all of your, reputed liberalism and everything...
I don't think it's very strange. Well, I mean, if that's what you say you did, Don, I accept that.
Well, thank you very much. Woo! Hey! Thank you.
There is no need for sarcasm.
Thank you very much. Hey, I just told these people that I had sex with guys for money, and they said, are you gay? And I said, no, I'm not. And they were like, ooh, they were all shocked. Who is this anyway?
Who's this?
Tony, I'm the intern.
What do you want?
What are you talking about again? Give me the phone, Tony. Bug off. Go on. Go peddle your papers. So, God damn it, who farted? You know,
hey, Don, thank you. I'm going to let you go now. I appreciate very much your time and your consideration, and you're a great man, and I didn't mean to offend you at all. It's just unusual to hear about a guy working in a Peep Show, a guy that, for the most part, was not... What happened?
Hey, Don, you can't hang up. No, you can't hang up. No. Okay, you can't hang up.
Goddamn thing of it.
Hold on for a minute, Don, okay?
Well, I got things I got to do.
All right, man, I'm sorry. We'll go ahead and let you go.
Oh, no, it's all right, but I mean,
We had no idea that you could be working in a Peep Show for guys and you'd have sex with guys and you weren't gay.
Well, now you know. You know, Don Berman, I don't want to say I'd do anything for money, but I had to survive. I was starving for a cheese sandwich. You know, the first meal I got after I got that Peep Show job was a lousy, dirty little cheese sandwich. 2 pieces of Wonder Bread and a slice of American cheese. Big wow. That's what I allowed myself to have.
Well, did someone buy that for you, or did you buy it?
I bought it. Oh, my God.
All right, Don. Thank you.
What's so funny?
Why did you do that?
Why did I eat?
No, I mean, why didn't you get a good meal?
Because I was in between shows. I was running. I did a matinee, and I did an evening show.
You did a matinee and an evening show and a Peep Show, making $80 a week.
I got up to $300.
Yeah, but this was your first job.
And oh yeah, let me remember to eat 2 pieces of Wonder Bread and a piece of cheese.
That's right, General. Some people came up tough. I'm one of them, okay? I'm Don Berman, Channel 19 News.
You want to do a report on this?
Why?
Well, Don, it's extremely unusual. It's a success story.
Oh, because I successfully had sex with guys for money? Wow.
No, man, because you survived by way of your wits, by hook or by crook, man. I don't know.
Yeah, see, you guys, you know, you don't get it. So it might be an idea, but I don't know.
All right.
The guy had sex with women, okay? I mean, you like women, right?
Yes, I'm only kidding you.
But the first years that he come to L.A., he exclusively had sex with guys.
Exclusively had sex with guys?
Yeah, he doesn't get it. What's the problem, Mr. Henry? You know, I got to...
Never mind, man. Thank you very, very much.
What are you being called, man? You leaving?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Don.
All right. Anything else?
No.
You sure?
No, we've got it.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you very much, Mr. Berman.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Berman.
Hey, I'm not Don Mixer. How about it? They got...
Now how do you feel?
What do you mean, now how do I feel? Well, you're the one, Phil, that...
No, I wasn't the one. You were the one, Margaret.
Yeah, you were, Ms. Gray. You're the one that said, hey, Don Berman said about a peep show.
I thought it was interesting that he mentioned that. I didn't say anything about putting him on the air, did I?
Yeah, you did.
You did, Margaret. Yeah. You did, Margaret? You did, Margaret. Well, then why were you taking my side at the beginning?
I forget.
All right. Anyway, great way to start the show with a little bit of mental dysfunction like that. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by Bravo, a detergent, a hand cleanser, and a great antiseptic to sterilize a room before surgery. Bravo soap. When you go to the store, say,
Bravo!
You know? And they'll go, yeah, okay, we know where that is. Aisle 5. Bravo soap from Barnsley Laboratories.
Yes, welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And this is the 15th day of April. This is a tax day, right, Phil?
Yeah, it would be tax day if it wasn't for the fact that we've got... You know, all hell is broken loose here.
So how are you doing? You wanted to do that pandemic thing, but can you turn that? Who is that?
Yeah, Jim Sadler on the phone, I think.
We got Dr. Jim Sadler.
Yeah.
All right, well, have him hold on. And can we turn this garbage down?
What the hell is that?
This is one of the top songs of all time.
Oh, bullshit. Turn it down, man.
Do you don't like Apache Tomcat?
That's Apache Tomcat.
Well, yes, that's Apache Tomcat, but the song, my God.
Sounds like they need to...
It sounds like they got to, you know, tune the guitars or something. It's a fine song. So you were saying...
You, Don, Phil, Don, Dick, Joe, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil was saying that something he'd like to do with you, all of you folks. What are your pandemic screw-ups? Now, you were saying, Phil, that you touched... What did you touch?
Yeah, what did you touch?
Wait a minute, man. I'm talking about all of these... All of these areas that were supposed to be clean, you know.
Yeah, we're supposed to keep an eye on what we're touching and what we clean off.
Yeah. There must be times, and more than once, where we've all messed up, you know. Have you, Margaret?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Did you touch, for instance, a shopping cart and then put your hands in your mouth or...
Did I do what?
Yeah, Ms. Grady, did you touch it and then put your hand in your mouth?
You guys had better watch out.
Wait a minute, Margaret. I'm saying... I know what you're saying. You're saying that as you see these mess-ups, you forget... Where your hands have been, and you just kind of do these muscle memory things. Exactly. Like, I'll give an example. I mentioned it on the show the other day. I shook hands with a guy across the street, my new neighbor, and I didn't think about it until, I don't know, just a few minutes later. I think I was on the phone with somebody. I said, oh, wow, you know what? I shook my neighbor's hand.
You know, I think it's really sad that we have to worry about, oh, I shook his hand, a neighbor, a man, a hail fellow well met, and I say, you know, I shook his hand... And now I may have some crawling, creeping, oh, God.
Yeah, some disease.
I mean, that's what we got to worry about. So, for me,
so you're going to say it and then you want to hear what ours are?
I don't know. You can say whatever you want, I guess. You got to call Jackie, too.
Yeah, you got to call Jackie, Mr. Ernie. So I don't know how much longer you want to be on the show.
What do you mean how much longer I'm going to be on the show? I'm doing a show right now.
You are doing a show, but you also are calling Jackie.
Jesus Christ, don't let her hear you say that.
Wait a minute. Complete the show later.
Hey, baby.
Hey,
how
doll.
Are you?
I'm fine. I've got another half hour to do on the show here. I mean, are you ready to go to bed?
Okay.
All right.
Well, wasn't that just cutesy poo? I just talked to Jackie, so she's all right.
So what did you do?
So what I did, I went to the supermarket and I touched the shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I, you know,
you don't tell me you put your hands in your mouth.
When I got home, after touching the shopping cart, did I already tell this?
Yeah, you told a story. You said you put your fingers in your mouth.
Never mind. I'm sorry I even brought it the hell up. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, don't get all mad, Mr. Hendry. It's all right.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with... What, did I say... Hey, Jim, are you there?
Jim? Did somebody say, is Jim there?
I'm sorry, Dr. Sadler. It's Phil Hendry. Welcome to our show.
I'm used to being addressed as Dr. Sadler, but...
Phil, and we're all having a very rough time kind of trying to keep track of things.
No, I understand exactly. I'm not trying to... I don't want to break anybody's castanets, you know, but... Yeah, I worked very hard for that, so...
You worked very hard to become a doctor, yes, and we know that, Dr. Sandler, but we're having you on the program here tonight because you wanted to share with us your love of baseball.
As a matter of fact, I thought it would be interesting because, Phil, you mentioned it, that the baseball, that they're repeating a lot of the baseball games. And
they are in Major League...
Major League Baseball Network, yeah. And I got to watch... tonight, a fascinating, and I've forgotten all about this series. It was the 1995 series.
The Braves and Indians?
The Atlanta Braves and the Cleveland Indians. And it was all, you know, Indian was all Native American, for starters. And nobody really made a big deal out of that. And I just kind of thought that it was a great moment for the Native people, you know, to...
You thought that was a great moment for Native people. Why?
Why? Because it was called the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves.
All right, so just the fact that these two teams were named after Native people?
Yes, because...
What did you guys think?
Well, I mean, it's not the most respectful.
Why wasn't it respectful?
There still is, and I happen to be one of those people that thinks that maybe these teams ought to rename themselves. The controversy...
Well, wait. What are you going to call it? Rename them what?
They're called the Indians, and their mascot was very offensive for the longest time.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? There's very few things in this world we can hang on. Nobody's being disrespectful to the Native Americans.
Yeah, but weren't they doing the tomahawk chop, and the Kansas City Chiefs were doing the, you know?
What?
You know that, Jim, don't you?
I know. I don't know what fills with the hey. Oh, you're talking about the war chant.
Yeah, the war chant, like the Chiefs did it and the Braves did it.
Well, first of all, it goes like this. Oh, whoa, 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 okay? And the tomahawk chop, yeah, okay, that's kind of weird. But then being called the Braves and the Indians brings to mind the Native American. I don't know. You think it's bad, huh?
Yeah, so you think that's the big thing about this series?
I thought that was huge, yeah. If the Indians and the Braves, and I said to my wife Mindy, I said, look at this. She said, what? I said, look at this. It's the Braves and the Indians. And she's, you know, about the way you people are. She was like, you know, I don't really give a shit. I shouldn't use the word or anything.
Then what makes you think it's special?
Because I think it's special, Phil. Because I felt that it was something I wanted to bring it up to my wife. And I said, look, honey, the A's and the, not the A's, the Indians
And the Oakland A's. The Braves. Oh, the Braves.
Yeah, the Braves. And she said, so what? And I said, but it's the Native American, you know, it celebrates the Native American culture.
Man, you really think that celebrates the Native American culture?
Yeah, I really, is this Robert?
Yes, it is.
All right, Robert, you're black, so you're naturally going to be prejudiced against the white man, which is me.
Hold the phone here. Wait a second, Sadler. Hold on.
Sadler now.
Yes, hold on for a minute, man.
I'm not prejudiced against anybody. You're the guy that's prejudiced. Talk about the white versus the Indian.
I didn't say white versus the Indian. I said...
But he said Braves and Indians. That's what I mean, Braves and Indians.
Right. So what's prejudicial about that?
Don't you think the commercial exploitation of the Native people by way of the nicknames of two baseball teams is more than disrespectful? It's not... How is that celebrating Native culture?
It celebrates Native culture because they've got... Have you ever been to a Cleveland Indian game, Phil?
No, I have not. And I know what you're going to say. They have the guy... What, they got a guy in a...
They got a guy who is dressed in Native in the Native Indian way.
You mean Native American?
What did I say?
It said Native Indian.
It said Native Indian.
Oh, well, somebody please come and hang me upside down in a gas station.
That is uncalled for.
God, that was really...
Well, what are you guys trying to do anyway?
Look, Sadler, all we're saying to you is that... I'm sorry, I called you Sadler.
You called me one more time with the Sadler, and I'm...
Well, if you want to hang up, hang up. We're saying, and it sounds like we're all agreed, that calling the Native... calling the Indian Brave series of 1995 somehow a celebration of Native culture is absolutely absurd.
Why is that absurd?
First of all, how many Native people are on these teams? Secondly, what aspect of Native culture were they celebrating other than calling themselves the Braves and the Indians?
They had a guy, I was going to tell you, if you've ever been to a Cleveland
Indians.
Right, a Cleveland Indian game. They had a guy who was dressed as an Indian. Shit.
Yeah, dressed as an Indian.
Never.
Well, you're going to say he was probably doing something really degrading.
No, he was not doing anything degrading.
Look, I'm looking at Oral right here. You see the guy on the TV right now? Because I'm watching the same game you're watching.
Oh, yeah, Oral Hershiser. I can't pronounce his name.
Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser. Oral, what is it?
It's Oral Hershiser. You don't know how to pronounce the guy's name.
Yes, I do. I have a hard time with it. So what are you saying?
Right there, the Cleveland Indian cap has on, at least in 1995, maybe they've changed it by now.
I think they have. Remember, Phil, that we're looking at an old film here.
All right. But that uniform that the Indians wore in 95, they have that ridiculous, asinine-looking Native Indian brave warrior dude, or whatever he is.
And he's got a beautiful smile, the big white... I guess that's racist, huh?
The big white teeth, right.
I bet you he lights up a room, huh, when it's dark?
Who? The
Indian mascot, the little Indian caricature on the baseball cap.
I don't know if he lights up a room, I would imagine. So what you're saying essentially is that that's racist.
That caricature of that Indian on the Indian uniform is, without question, racist. And there he is with red skin.
Excuse me, are they not called...
They're called Redskins, it doesn't mean a Redskin.
Yeah, doesn't mean a Redskin, that's the way the white man defined them, you know.
You know, Phil, I tell myself every time I come on your program...
Look, if you don't want to come on the show, Dr. Sadler, you don't have to come on. Don't give us a big speech.
Wait a minute, because I like you and I like the show. But I tell myself every time I come on the program, you better be prepared, Jim. Be prepared to come in with a warm heart and you want to tell everybody about the things you've seen and the stuff that you've done. And be prepared to be turned around, someone grab your shoulders, turn you around, pull your pants down, and stick some...
That, you know something? There's something wrong with you. There really is.
Well, why is there something wrong with me?
To come up with an image like that...
Dr. Sadler, all I'm trying to say to you... I didn't want to say anything. We were going to talk to you here about... Well, we were going to talk about the baseball game.
Right, so I'm talking about the baseball game. It's a big deal.
We're not talking about the baseball game. We're talking about the Indians versus the Braves.
Because I feel... I felt and I feel... So that's I feel. Isn't that what that the cross would be between felt and feel?
Sure. Go ahead, man.
All right, I felt that this was a celebration of Native culture. Now, the guy on the mound is pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser.
Oral Hershiser, even I can read.
I can read, too, hello. It's a very difficult name to pronounce.
Oral Hershiser. There it is. Hershiser.
That can be Schisser, right? Mindy's German, right, honey? It can be Oral Hershiser.
Well, obviously it's not.
All right, but there it is. And I'm watching how good these teams are. And then I've seen it, and I said to Mindy, I said, look at that. There's an Indian there. Look at the Brave. This is a celebration of the Native peoples. And what are you guys doing? You're talking to me... Like I'm something that broke out on one cheek of your ass, and you need to get rubbing alcohol and the cotton swab
to deal with you.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. Hello.
Yeah, we're here.
I swear to God, if you guys are laughing,
you're talking about you or something that broke out.
You broke out on someone's ass cheek.
That's right, and you have to get a cotton swab soaked in alcohol to deal with me. You don't think that that's offensive?
Yeah, that's very offensive. I just never knew of anyone that would take their own personal, you know, I'm...
You know, Phil, I love baseball. Thank you for having me on your program. I'd like to hang up now.
I just don't want you to think that we called up to bust your chops, man. I wanted to talk about the game, but you obviously introduced something controversial when you said that the Braves-Indians World Series of 95 celebrated Native culture.
And don't let Dr. Jim Sadler get that one out there, because Phil Hendry, he will not let anybody have no opinion. He wants to just beat on him and beat on him and beat on him.
That's right, Jim. You know something? You are the most... You are a drama queen.
Oh, yeah, sure. Talk about being anti-gay.
Well, how is that? Because a drama queen?
That's right.
No. It's just that attitude you have, and you really still believe that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Now you're just saying it because you want to cause a fight.
No. No. I've always felt that the Indians-Braves series was a marvelous celebration of the Native American culture.
No, you don't. Now I can tell.
Yes, I do.
No, I can tell you're saying that to cause people to make people angry.
No, I swear to Almighty God. Why can't I have an opinion?
Dr. Jim Sadler, folks.
Yeah, Dr. Jim Sadler, folks. I walk into a room, they turn me around, they pull it down, and they go, "Look, a pimple." Oh, excuse me, that's Dr. Sadler. Sorry, pimple.
So, this is the way it's going to go, huh?
Not a lot of people are home. A lot of people are hunkering down.
Well, if everybody's at home and everybody's hunkering down, man, can we get some better guests than these?
That was pathetic, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was pathetic. What's your name, Dick?
My name's Bud. What an asshole, man. Bud Dickman.
Look, don't call me. Wait a minute, you guys. We're going to be holed up in this house. We've been, you know, here doing our show. You guys are hunkered down at the beach. I appreciate all the social distancing. I appreciate it all. We're going to have to get along a little bit better than that. That was Dr. Jim Sadler. He compared himself to a pimple on someone's ass. Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray. Have a
great day. Have a great life.
Exactly.
Well, you're not doing it right.
I'm sorry. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One. Have a great life.